Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello.
Hello. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Go. Lima, go. Ask her.
Do we know it? Because the Ravens, I think, are going to try to get this game moved. Short week. They've got coaches. They've got players out. Their players are tweeting. Their top two running backs, I think, would be out anyway, given the schedule. Could you manipulate this in a way and just have a bunch of guys say they're experiencing symptoms but then test negative and be able to play if they moved it to Saturday?
Well, it's hard to manipulate the protocols, but if you do say that you have symptoms, those players then do have to go be kept away from the facility and cannot practice for a period of days. If you say you have symptoms, you do have to go home until you can test negative twice within the span of 24 hours after your symptoms dissipate.
So what you're saying is that, and I don't think a team has tried this yet, if a bunch of them just said they had symptoms and the NFL was forced to move the game, and let's say they moved it to Saturday or maybe Monday, I mean, both could be in play in something like this. I know it would not be ideal for the NFL because Ken's talked about how much money is involved in this primetime matchup, a huge NBC matchup on Thursday. Look, I don't want to give them any ideas, but that's what I would do. And I'm the slippery wizard.
Well, I can't imagine that any team would try to mess around like that, and you know, you would lose draft picks. I mean, there would be harsh and severe consequences if a team tried to pull off something like that. So I can't imagine anything like that happening whatsoever. Everyone's following these rules to the letter of the law, and I don't imagine that anybody would fake symptoms.
Mary Kay, you nervous about Jacksonville?
Not in the slightest bit.
Wow. Wow. Tough talking, Mary Kay, wow, here on The Fan.
Take no prisoners.
Not even close. I mean, these guys have so many injuries this week. The Jaguars do, I'm talking about. The Jaguars are so banged up. They also have a COVID issue going on. And, you know, it's always stay tuned because you never know what the next day is going to bring when one guy tests positive on a Tuesday. Nobody really knows yet what Wednesday will bring for that particular team because the contact tracing has to be underway. Even with the Browns right now, for the most part, they seem okay with their contact tracing. But you never know. I mean, the next day, you can have someone that actually also tests positive or is identified or something like that. So there are things going on with both teams. But the Jaguars, I just don't see how they're going to mount much of a challenge for the Browns on Sunday.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. We were talking about strategy for the Browns, because I've said they simply have not had any opportunity to gain chemistry, you know, past Odell once he was out with his other wide receivers. There are very few targets, very few touches the last 3 weeks, and we understand why. I'd like to see them at least try to get that passing game going, but Ken says, hey, keep sticking with the blueprint.
I don't know what I think yet.
Well, you know, you do whatever works. I mean, if you can pass the ball on these guys, which they absolutely 100% should be able to do that, you're going to take those shots for sure. So it seems to me that they should be able to run. They should be able to pass. They should be able to score. Baker Mayfield should be able to come out of here feeling good about himself. He really got the play action game going in this past game, hitting those big passes off play action. I think you'll see more of that, not just in this game, but throughout the rest of the season. And, you know, if it's a game to get your quarterback sort of, you know, help him get his swagger back a little bit in the passing game, I think they would go ahead and do that.
How long should we expect Denzel Ward to be out?
You know, probably about 3 weeks at least, maybe four, if we're going by the guidelines, that I've been told that that's about what it would be, sort of similar to what happened with Wyatt Teller. Wyatt missed the first three games and then rested through the bye. So perhaps Denzel could get back sooner than four. If he misses the three, then he's got three left and the playoffs. And, you know, it looks to me right now like they have a great shot at the playoffs. Of course, everything's bunched up and anything can still happen. But at this point, they still have a really, really good chance of making the playoffs. So he would be back for the last several games and the playoffs when they really need him.
When did it happen? It looked like he was, you know, it was such a surprise that he was getting an MRI back on Monday. And here we are, and now he's out 3 to 4 weeks possibly.
You know what? We don't know. I don't know yet exactly when it happened. I've tried to ask around a little bit to figure that out. And I don't know when he hurt the calf. So we will probably ask Kevin that again today, now that we have some definitive word on about how long he's going to be out. But so far, yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, he had an interception very late in the game, and he played at a very, very high level throughout that football game. So I would imagine it had to be late, but you never know.
Mary Kay, should Kevin Stefanski be getting more run right now at 7-3 with a chance to go 8-3 for Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yes, absolutely he should be. To come in this situation under these circumstances with no offseason and to have to implement, you know, all new systems for offense, defense, special teams, and to be where they're at right now, I would say yes, he should definitely be in that conversation.
How good is Ronnie Harrison right now?
You know, Ronnie has come in here and really solidified the safety position. I think he's really good. I think he fits this scheme to a T, and I think he represents the future of the safety position along with Grant Delpit. I think you're looking at one of your two starters for the long term. I think they believe that Grant will come back and that you're going to have a really strong position there for years to come.
Can I do a champion's pose on Anthony Lima for Ronnie Harrison? Because I was really excited for this, and Lima goes, yeah, but you're a Browns homer, so it doesn't count. But Ronnie Harrison's played very well for this defense. Champion's pose, Mary Kay, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Boom, champion's pose right here. Oh, I wish you could see it. Just left, right, left, ooh, right, boom.
Well, Ken's
right
bound
there.
To get a few
Lima,
right.
Go.
He likes 100% ooh. Of the moves they make.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
So eventually some of them are going to be right.
Ooh, what feels so good.
So what? Explain this secondary, how, you know, look, before the weather went awry, the secondary was having all sorts of issues. Now you don't have Denzel Ward. I know Harrison was a little banged up as well. So what, also given Joe Johnson, is he, I don't even know who that is, and he's on the COVID list. So
Joe Jackson.
Okay, so what happens now with the secondary?
Shoeless.
He fall. Home of your Browns, everybody, 92-3
That's right.
The fan.
No idea who the guy is.
Well, Terrence Mitchell has been holding down the fort in the absence of Greedy Williams. And, of course, we will ask for another update on Greedy Williams today. But I was asking around about that yesterday, and I don't have any indication that Greedy should be back for this game. Again, it's nerve damage in the shoulder, and they have to wait for the nerve to respond in a certain way. And it just hasn't done that yet. And that's so unfortunate for the Browns and for Greedy. So I'm not anticipating necessarily him coming back this week. So it would be Terrence Mitchell, probably Kevin Johnson, then starting at the other cornerback spot, and then probably Tavier Thomas stepping in at the nickel, and then you've got MJ Stewart. So they're going to do the best they can. They are going to be testing their depth. It's been a very, very challenging season for the secondary, of course, starting all the way back with Grant's ruptured Achilles.
Is there such a thing as an ugly win?
Yes, I think there is such a thing as an ugly win, but it still counts the same in the standings. So when all is said and done and you're in the playoffs and you're getting ready to play that postseason game, nobody really looks back to week 6 or 7 or 8 and says, yeah, but geez, that was really an ugly. No, you know what? I mean, yes, there are ugly victories, and there have been one or two of those this year. But in the final analysis of getting to the playoffs, it won't matter.
Mary Kay, in the same vein, can the Browns fans start to change their expectations? Because before the year, it was just, some people just said get a winning record. Others said get to the playoffs. Or now it looks like they're going to do both of those things. At what point do you start to say, you know what, I need more. I need a playoff win. Or I need them to look good in the playoffs.
Well, I think it's okay for fans to expect that now. I mean, I think most people, if, you know, when they go to the playoffs, obviously most people want them to win a game or two in the playoffs. Nobody wants them to just get there and lose. So I think the expectations should be high, and it's not going to be easy to win a game, because if they're not one of the higher seeds, then they're going to be obviously playing one of the best seeds, and it's going to be tough. But why not set the bar high after all these years and after all this money spent and after all these first round picks? Absolutely, the bar should be set high.
What was Bottlegate like for you?
It was one more crazy episode in a long period of just crazy news stories coming out of Cleveland. And, when I think back, I mean, boy, there have been so many of those types of things. So, yeah, it was really, really bizarre. It was a weird thing to be a part of, but I've been a part of many surreal circumstances involving the Cleveland Browns.
Did the fans have a point to be upset? Not to throw the bottles, but to be upset.
Yes, they did. Absolutely. 100%. But yeah, that was funny. I mean, we always remember, you know, Carmen Policy saying that the bottles, you know, were plastic and didn't pack much of a wallop. And, you know, it just went along with so many other things that happened, that have happened over the last 20 some years.
We just got the news that Olivier Vernon named AFC Defensive Player of the Week, given his outstanding production in place of Myles Garrett. Should he hold out now? More money.
You know what? Good for Olivier. It was a stressful offseason for him. Every time he, you know, woke up, he saw they were talking to Jadeveon Clowney or trying to trade for Ngakoue or something like that. So, good for him for sticking through it and having a great game when they really needed him to. He now has 5 sacks in his last 3 games. That's tied with Trey Hendrickson for the most since week 8. They both have 5. So that's pretty remarkable for him after a very slow start.
Daryl says he's only doing it because it's a contract year. Your rebuttal.
No, you know what? Olivier has always been productive when healthy, and that is why the Browns signed him. That's why they re-signed him. He's had some health issues, including this year. He had a little bit of an abdominal injury early in the season that set him back, but he's feeling better now, and it's showing up on the field.
You mentioned Ngakoue in the offseason. He has not been used as much as I think some people thought he would be, very situationally. Also, Jadeveon Clowney is on IR, so Browns look like they might have ended up better off for not having made either of those moves right now.
Sure, they may have, absolutely. And that is just another one of those decisions that will have to be made in the offseason, and they have a lot of them. But Olivier falls under that category of, you know, do you re-sign him, do you extend him, and how do you handle that?
Mary Kay, Anthony Lima was out to dinner last night, and his server had her hair in a bun and then came back in, what, pigtails, Anthony? Long pigtails?
Yes.
Okay, and he was taken aback because he thought she put her hands in her hair and then for whatever reason did not wash her hands. I was more taken aback by, she said it was a long story, why she had pigtails. Anthony, can you explain this to her?
So yeah, I was mystified. Maybe it was a tribute to Quick Change, rest in peace. I'm not sure, but it's very rare you see somebody in that line of work change their entire style. It's in fact, Ken at one point even compared it to Baker Mayfield in the Denver game last year, where he changed his facial hair 3 different times.
this was your server at your restaurant?
Yes.
Night,
yeah.
Yeah.
I have a theory, but I want to hear your theory first.
And so she came back and her hair was changed.
Like a different person.
Lima asked and she said, it's a long story. What is the story? Why would a woman change her hair to pigtails?
Maybe she was asked to do that. Maybe the boss said you can't have your hair hanging like that when you're working with food and beverages.
Well, it was in a bun before.
Oh, it was in a bun before. Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I don't know. I can't really answer that. I don't know why she would want that. Maybe she, you know what? Here, I'll tell you what, though. How was she in her 20s?
She was absolutely in her 20s. I'm a pretty good judge of that.
Then I have your answer. Then I do have your answer.
What is it?
She took a picture of herself on Snapchat, and she saw what the bun looked like. And she didn't like. I'm telling you, this is the truth. I'm thinking with the 20. I have two 20-year-old daughters. Yeah. Okay, so she saw the bun, and she didn't like how it looked, and therefore did the quick change and went to the pigtails.
Tone.
Well done. Well done.
That's better than mine.
It's the most plausible explanation.
Yep. Mary Kay.
Oh, you can take that to the bank.
Mary Kay, we thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, you guys. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.